This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide story that affects you. Jake, you've got kids.
I do.
And what happens when they try to share?
Well, I think as any parent can probably attest, although sharing may be caring, it is not always easy. And that is actually, I think, the case also with some adults, certain adults at the state capitol these days.
Indeed. In fact, it's all about sharing the power. Right now, the Republican-led legislature is really trying to curb some of the governor's powers because they say that she's not exactly playing fair. Jake, what are they talking about? What's going on?
We've seen over the last few months here that the governor is willing to exercise some powers that we're not used to seeing governors exercise, at least not in recent history. First of all, the governor essentially issued a public health emergency in order to ban flavored vaping products in Michigan, a huge move that had big impacts, and also was using what's called the state's administrative board to move money around in the budget without having to get approval from the legislature, which is also something that we have not heard much about recently, and it is a big deal.
So now what the Republicans have been talking about, and in some cases moving forward on, is legislation to curb some of those powers. They've been talking about maybe putting some sort of a cap on how much money the governor can move around or some other restrictions on the administrative board. And there is, in fact, a bill out there that would prevent the governor from putting forward any sort of restrictions on vaping products in the future. And this is how the governor has been reacting to these plans.
I'm not going to change the scope and powers of the executive office. They've been there for 98 years. They should not change under my administration or for the next governor for that matter. Our system was designed the way that it is, so we have checks and balances, and I think it's really important that the governor is able to run state government.
So Shayna, it doesn't sound like if she got any bills sent to her desk that she'd be all that eager to sign them in that
case. Not exactly, no.
I would just wonder how fast they would go in the garbage can. But Shayna, I think this goes back to something that we've talked about before, which is the legislature passing changes to the way things work based on the scenario that they're currently in and the situation that is currently presenting itself. We could think about straight party voting in Michigan, which the legislature banned with the thought that it would affect Democratic candidates. It actually has hurt Republicans since that went into effect and probably will again. And in this case, we're talking about changing the functions of the governor's office while a Democrat is in it. But what about when there's a Republican in that office, which is probably likely considering the fact that Michigan likes to go back and forth, it seems like, between Democrats and Republicans in that office?
Yes, right now they're saying that they don't think that any governor, Republican or Democrat, should have these types of powers. However, it will be interesting to see if, and a huge if, they are able to get these changes passed, if they're still singing the same tune when the shoe's on the other foot.